Well, one of the things that we've talked about on this program for the better part of the last two or three months is the drought situation that's gripping all of New South Wales, a large part of Queensland, parts of Victoria. And look, it's becoming a national issue now. And you could be forgiven for thinking that it's all doom and gloom. And I guess we're probably responsible here for playing into that disaster narrative that is being pushed around this drought at the moment. But there's a lot of people coming out now saying that maybe we're overstating how bad this drought actually is. And I read an article in The Australian recently that quoted Tim Burrow, the CEO of Agribusiness Australia, suggesting that we might need to just back off with the rhetoric a bit. And Tim joins us now. Tim, good to have you on the program.
It's good to be here, Stephen. Thank you.
Tim, look, 100% of New South Wales has now been declared in drought, about 60% of Queensland. When you throw figures around like that, it sounds like we're in dire straits. But is it as bad as it all sounds?
Oh, look, agribusiness, which includes agriculture, has been booming and continues to boom. We had the biggest year on record ending 12 months ago, and this most recent year we're expecting it still to be a $60+ billion a year business. So, and we export $40 billion worth of produce, which is more than the gas industry exports, for example. So yes, it can be tough at times, and individual farmers will be doing it tough, no doubt about that. However, the industry is a very resilient industry. It's very sophisticated. It's very modern. It's high tech. You know, 80% of farmers are driven by satellites these days, for example. And it's a high tech and a resilient industry. And yes, it gets dry. Droughts aren't new. They've been around for a couple of hundred years and beyond, and they'll come again. They're predictable. They're a predictable event.
Well, as recently as today, I've read in one newspaper that this is the worst drought on record. Is that the case?
Oh, droughts. A drought. Drought is just what someone said, probably shouldn't use the word, just drier times. I think what you come out of helps to define a dry time. We've just come off of absolute record beef prices. We are in the middle of record wool and lamb prices. Cotton is good. Grain has been okay and increasing, obviously, at the moment. So how you come into a dry period of time is sort of sets the scene for how it can be, and obviously how long it is as well. I don't know that you can probably do it from a Bureau of Meteorology point of view and say this has been drier than that or that's been drier than this, but droughts have their own little quirks as we go along.
It's pretty hard to pick up a newspaper or turn on a radio program or certainly turn on the television these days without seeing, you know, an interview with a farmer who's at wit's end, is, you know, perhaps having to destroy some of his stock or doesn't know how he's going to feed his family. You know, I mean, these are heartbreaking stories and they're very real, but we're kind of being fed I guess we're being fed a line that this is the norm rather than the exception. How many farmers really are at that breaking point?
Oh, well, when I talk to farmers, there's not that many. I mean, there's farmers that are very dry, but a lot of them say, we want to get rid of the metropolitan media mania. It's a challenge to our industry. You know, we're trying to get people to invest in the industry, both local superannuation funds and overseas funds, and farmers want to sell out at a good price from time to time. We want the industry to look great. Look, our main aim in what we're saying is to make sure that the broader community is aware that farming and agriculture and the general agribusiness is a great business to be in. It's a noble business. It feeds the world. It feeds Australia. It clothes Australia. Everything you wear basically comes from agriculture. Everything you eat definitely comes from agriculture at the moment. And a lot of the shelter in terms of forestry and timber is from agriculture as well. It's a big business, and it's a big opportunity for Australia right at the moment with the burgeoning country to the north. The last thing we want to do is say, hey, we're putting out our hand. Like, we're planning for this business to be a $100 billion business by 2030, which is only 11 and a half years away. And to be putting our hand out for a donation is just very difficult to match up. I heard this week that there's a craft community group here in South Australia that is knitting. Their drought relief effort is knitting jackets for orphan sheep to help the farmers, and they're knitting it out of acrylic wool. And I just went, man, our community hasn't quite got where farmers are at. Farmers are very, very smart, intelligent, go forward and ahead people. Unfortunately, some of them are a bit dry, too dry at the moment.
When you talk about that handout, and look, we're seeing charity drives everywhere. The Nine Network is running basically handing over its old network tomorrow to a telethon. that's already, apparently, before it starts, raised about $4 million. We've seen the New South Wales government throw over $1 billion at drought relief. The federal government, $190 million a couple of weeks ago, and a further amount of money today for councils. Look, there's been a lot of bashing of government over this. Have they done enough? Or, I mean, from a broader industry perspective, is this just a knee-jerk reaction to a media storm rather than a real problem?
There's votes in looking after farmers because there's a great tender loving care between the community and farmers. But just let me give you an example of what, in a sense, governments have done. There's a thing called farm management deposits, which means the farmer can put money into the bank and not pay tax on it until he brings it out in tough times. And that has last number I saw had $6.67 billion in it. And so that, in essence, is there for farmers to use in difficult times. Obviously, it's not spread evenly across every farmer, but if you put that in percentage, that's 10% of the total turnover of the industry. Its produce is actually sitting in and $500 million of that went in just before this last June. So, look, it's not even across the whole lot. That's the challenge, is that there are people out there, and drought is very hard on the mentality of people because you never know when it's going to finish.
At the risk of sounding cavalier then, is it fair to say, or am I taking this a little bit too far, to say that farmers who haven't availed themselves of putting money into these deposits probably are the ones that were eventually going to get forced out of the industry anyway?
Well, the 80-20 rule is alive and well, as was in the Australian article yesterday, where, you know, 20% of the farmers are doing 80% of the produce. And, there's about 85,000 farmers roughly in Australia. So that's about 20,000 farmers that are doing most of the business. We need big farmers, we need medium-sized farmers, and we need small farmers. But we must make sure that all farmers are using the natural resources of sunlight, water, and land as effectively as we possibly can, because there's a lot of people in the world, there's a lot of people in Australia that need to be fed.
So how long does this drought have to go for it to become a real crisis then, in your view?
Oh, I don't know. That's an honest answer. It's a significant issue if you're in drought. That's one of the challenges. Most of the farmers have prepared for it and in good position for it. I think the other challenge is that you've got people giving from pensions or children giving their lunch money, so to speak, for farmers that. You know, I haven't come across a farmer yet, even the ones that have complained to me, I haven't come across a farmer yet that can't put food on the table.
Yeah, okay.
I just haven't found one.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're out there, but I haven't heard about them. I haven't heard directly from them.
And I guess that's it's the job of journalists to go out and seek out the worst case scenarios, because it makes for good television, so to speak, but not necessarily painting an accurate picture.
That's probably my biggest concern, is, and that's why we've called it, you know, media mania, because, you know, hey, it's dry. That's it. That's important. But we need the broad community, and it's not just metropolitan, but the broad community to understand that, yes, farming is great. Agriculture is great. It's going places. Like any industry, there's ups and downs on the road, and there's ups and downs with individual people from time to time.
Well, that is good news. Tim, good to speak to you on the program tonight.
Thanks for your time.
That's Tim Burrow, the CEO of Agribusiness Australia.